Okay, Mishnah Gut Nechodesh to everybody. So we begin Parashas Truma. There's the first pasuk. Daber ben Yisrael v'yichu li Truma. Take for me Truma. Kol ish she'ed ven libu ticha es Trumasi. Everybody should give some sort of donation. So Rashi there famously says li, one word, lishmi, for my sake. For my sake, one should do it. And it's well known that this means that it's like the example that they give is more for the balabayas to give tzedakah, for the person, for the gevir to give tzedakah, and the person taking tzedakah. That's li. But let's talk about what does that mean, the li, a little bit. Then, in Pasuk Ches, it says, what was the purpose of the giving of tzedakah? That v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socha. That you should make for me a mikdash, and you should dwell inside it. You make for me a mikdash, v'shachanti, so Kadosh Baruch Hu should be able to dwell inside of it. Now, I watch a lot of these TED Talks. I don't know if you ever watch a TED Talk, but TED Talks are these brilliant yesodas that people develop. But one of the fascinating ideas that is so obvious is something called the golden circle. And that means you always begin with the why. You don't begin with, you know, do me a favor, a list of things that you're supposed to do. But rather, the objective, the best way to inspire people is to begin with why they are doing it. And why is Klal Yisrael commanded to give tzedakah at this particular juncture? The reason why they're commanded to give tzedakah, which it says in Pasuk Aleph, is for Pasuk Ches. Is so what? So that we can build the mikdash, so Kadosh Baruch Hu should reside within it. So it's very strange. It seems like it's going in reverse order. If you were writing Parashas Truma, you wanted to inspire the masses to come and to give tzedakah and for this very, very noble cause, you would have begun with V'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'sochem. How are we going to do that? V'yikuli Truma. And everybody should give for me Truma, some sort of dedication, so that we should be able to build this temple. Anybody who's in fundraising, this is fundraising 101. You go to the local shul, you know, I had a couple of shuls in the neighborhood that have been built lately. First, they talk about this grand building they're going to have, L'chavad L'tziferes, of course. And then they start talking about, this is what we need from you, because they've already gotten you the hook. But here it starts the opposite. And it seems to be very, very troubling. Very, very difficult to understand. And one more question I just want to add, that I saw in the Shimon HaTov, is that by the Torah, you know, there's a Zohar, there's a Medrash that continues, I should say, that after they talked about this idea of giving the Truma, they compared it to a lekach tov nasati lachem torasi al ta'azov. That it's a lekach, that this giving of the money is a lekach similar to that of Torah. What's the comparison between those? So I saw this morning the Shemen HaTov. It's a sefer that I received as a Yerusha from Rav David Lifshitz. Because when Rav David Lifshitz was nifter in 1990, not Rav David Lifshitz, when his Rebbetzin was nifter in 1995, I was getting married in 1996, so I was moving in December. She died in November. I was moving into the Heights in December to the apartment right across the hall, and the Waxmans were moving the Lifshitzes out. And they came to me, and they said, they saw us moving with boxes. They said, can we take your boxes? So I'm like, sure, what am I going to do with boxes after I move in? You take the stuff out. You throw the box out. Please, it's an easy mitzvah. And then they came back 10 minutes later and they said, listen, we have all the stuff we need to get rid of. Right? He lived in that apartment for 50 years. Take whatever you want. I was like, whoa. So I hopped there and I grabbed some sfarim. So I found some sefer called the Shemen HaTov, which happens to be, I think, if Rav Reish from Shalvim's, his wife's uncle. So it's Mrs. Reish, Rebbetzin Rona's uncle, and he writes this beautiful Sefer Shemen HaTov, and he explains this very idea, very beautiful idea as to why do we have this word Li in here, what's with the reverse order, and what's the comparison to Torah. So he explains in the following way, okay, that in order, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying desperately to have a place in our midst. Nisave HaKadosh Baruch Hu ledira lodir b'tachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to. It's a strange idea, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an ability to dwell wherever he wants. Uncle Moshe says what? Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. So what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to come down here. Ella, what's the pshat? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knocking on our door, saying, I would like to come in, but it's up to us to open the door. We have to do something to enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Shechina to reside within our midst. V'asu li mikdash. Make for me a mikdash. Meaning, do something for me. the idea, the objective is not necessarily that the mikdash should be made. It's not about the tachlis. It's not about the result. It's not about making a mishkan, so to speak. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's already in our midst. We just have to let him in. It's about the process of li, the asu li, lishmi, make it for me. The process has to be where one does something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if one takes from their own hard work and gives it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reside. Then the mikdash will naturally be built. We need to allow Hashem in. This is why it has to begin with v'asu li mikdash. And then we get to Pasuk Ches, which is v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. It starts off v'yichuli. Because what is the goal? Remember I said you always start with the why? The why isn't the mikdash itself. It's not why we're giving money. We're giving money because we have to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell within our midst. And then naturally, what's going to happen? Pasuk Ches is going to happen naturally. The Asu Li Mikdash is going to happen naturally. The Asu Li Mikdash is going to happen naturally if we give tzedakah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this could be the comparison to Torah as well. Because, actually we'll get to that in one moment. We'll get to that in one moment. The Nisim, unfortunately, did not do what they were supposed to. The Gemara tells us, the Psukim tell us, that the Nisim, we left out the letter Yud from their name. Why do we leave out the letter Yud from the Nisim's name? Because they made the following cheshbon, the Nisim. They said, we'll wait to see what Klal Yisrael does. And whatever Klal Yisrael doesn't do, we'll be mashlim. We'll finish. We'll pick up the slack. Sounds like a... Just leave it. Just, we'll pick up the slack. And that seems like a very nice idea. As a leader, I said, listen, let the people do something. Whatever they don't do, we'll pick up the slack. And they did give the Avnei Shoham, the onyx, whatever that means, as the kids translate, right? I don't even know what an onyx is, but that's what they gave. And they get, so they did something to seem. So why are they criticized for leaving out, for being lazy, and waiting for everybody to give? But according to the Mahalach, the Shemana Tome answers beautifully. Because what did the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Did he want the Mishkan or the Mikdash to be built? No. That's not what he wanted. What he wanted was for us to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then naturally the Mikdash will be built. Because the entire objective was for us to step forward and to do something. And the Nisim said, you know what, we'll wait. The Nisim misunderstood. They thought the tachlis, the purpose was to have the Mikdash built. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, the first thing is, v'yikuli truma. Make for me, you know, do something for me, lishmi. Give this money. And this could be why it's compared to Torah, because Torah is something very, very fundamentally different than everything else. I sit and I learn the whole night. That's very nice. That is the most beautiful thing one could do with their entire evening. But you know what's even better than that? Based on the Gemara and Sukkah, right? Torah is chesed al lishona. It's funny that Torah is called a lekach. A lekach is something that's a business. See this Tropicana orange juice? So if I'm a nice guy and I sell it to Grossman, so he gives me money, but I'm now chaser, I'm now lacking the Tropicana orange juice because now Grossman has the orange juice. Right? That's a deal. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem torasi al tazovu. But in the business deal of Torah, when I give you my Torah, when I share with you my Torah, it's a very fundamentally different kind of business. Because now my Torah becomes enhanced. Not because I even understand my Torah, it becomes greater. When I give over my Torah, when I'm sharing my Torah with somebody else, I didn't lose my Tropicana. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem. And now it's the same thing. The asuli mikdash, make for me a mikdash. I'm sorry. The yikuli truma, take for me a truma. The idea here is that by giving up my money, I've gained so much more because I've gained the presence of the Shekhinah. I haven't lost the money. I now gain the ability to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the highest level. And that's where he ends his piece. And you could stop reading right there. But the next piece that he has is unbelievable, and it speaks to, I think, everybody. And I couldn't stop reading. I was like, oh, he's on a roll. So he asks, just in one more question, so why call it a truma? V'yichu li truma. It's the name of the parsha. V'yichu li truma. Why call it some sort of truma? It should be called a nedava. It should be called a, I don't know, tzedakah. Can you imagine? You know, you get the gabbai of the shul, he gets up from the lectern and he says, everybody's got to give truma. No, everyone's got to give tzedakah. The word is a wrong word. But what is truma? What is truma? Truma is a very fascinating concept. Midarabanan, you have to give 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th to the Kohen. Midaraisa, Chita achat poteres hasakri. All you need to do is give one piece of wheat, and then the entire bundle becomes permissible. So watch what a truma is. What's a truma? I take a little piece off of my thing, and then everything becomes kosher. Before I remove that little bit, nothing is kosher. Says the Shemen HaTov, a beautiful idea. When I give that little contribution of tzedakah to the mikdash, not only does it sanctify the mikdash, but everything becomes kadosh. Because the way I start, the way I give that little piece, so that shows that I am mekadesh em shamayim, I am doing it for the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that permeates everything in my life. All of my possessions, all of my being, my very soul, my very neshama. And this fits in beautifully with the famous Nefesh HaChaim, who says, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti besocham, I make for myself a mikdash, I make a mikdash, and he will dwell in them. What's the them? The them is every single person. When I give a little bit of that truma, and I make that mikdash naturally, so that Shekhinah now is the idea and the ability to permeate, not just the mikdash, but everything. It's kind of like Shabbos, you know? Shabbos is an idea of Kedusha Smai. But the Kedusha of Shabbos, if you teach Shabbos properly, it has the ability to be a bracha on the entire week. If I set aside a little bit of time, it now has the ability to makdish everything, even if I'm not involved, so to speak, in the most kaddish of things. That's why it's called the truma. By starting off the parsha, v'yikuli truma, and take for me a little bit of a truma. Take for me a little bit of a truma. Give to me a kaddish bracha. That's then going to spread and permeate on everything else that you do, and enable the Kedusha to be chal on you. Just like if I take a little piece of truma off, the entire wheat bundle, all my other stuff becomes kosher, so too, when I give that little bit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it permeates everything I do. And this is what it says, v'yichuli truma, in our parsha. And again, the Lashon of Kicha, everybody talks about this. It's not v'nosnuli truma, because much more we're getting, far more than we are giving. So we look at the parsha. You start off v'yichli truma. We start off by recognizing that we have to begin everything by giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll have the ability to permeate everything. And then we'll be zocha, we'll merit to have v'asuli mikdash, to have for myself a mikdash, v'shachanti b'socha. Have an amazing Shabbos, everybody.